Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What is the reality of the world we live in post whatever you were doing over the weekend? Well, if you're a Democrat, here's what I can tell you. Your party is in the biggest danger it's been in decades. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. I had to get after my son for some shenanigans, but other than that, it was a good weekend, and I appreciate all the well wishes for those who know that my father-in-law passed away. Anyway, we're going to move on. The Democrats' demented clown president has been exposed, as has his cackling hag VP. My apologies to clowns and hags, by the way, in saying that. Oh, I should give you how to reach us. So the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Now, why are the Democrats remaining in trouble, and why could you sleep peacefully over the weekend? Normally, I have to warn you that over the weekend, no matter how much fun you had, Democrats were plotting against you, blah, blah, blah. And that is true. It never ends. However, the Democrats are struggling right now because not only are they having a plot against you, they have to plot to figure out how to bolster themselves. What lies can they tell to the American people and to the world to make people believe that Democrats are the good guys, right? It's certainly not reflected in Biden's poll numbers. Hit a new low, according to the latest APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll. A sign that most Americans disapprove of the way Biden is handling his job as a resident 1 year into his term. And this is an interesting way they discuss Biden's polling, because what's funny to me is they will always try to get something about Trump. But I'm going to continue. 43% of respondents said they somewhat or strongly approve of the way Biden is handling his job as resident, compared to 56% who said they was somewhat or strongly disapprove of his performance. And this was January 13th through the 18th, so it was pre him screwing the pooch, and we'll get to that in here just a bit, with Russia. But they say it reflects his lowest rating that they've recorded on this APNORC poll since he entered office. He supposedly came in with a 61% approval rating in January of 2021. If you believe that, I will make myself a dog doo-doo sandwich and eat it publicly, okay? And they say, though, his numbers have fallen to 48% by October and in December, but now it's even lower, to the 43 that I mentioned before. Gallup reported earlier this week that Biden's first year approval rating came in at 48.9%, which is lower than many other presidents, but ranked higher than his immediate predecessor. See, that's the polls' way of saying Donald Trump is ineffective. Donald Trump is no good. Even Joe Biden, at this stage, he still managed to beat Donald Trump. Again, I'll eat the doodle sandwich I just mentioned before. Nothing but lies. Blatant, in-your-face lies. Hey, how about I give you some WooFlu numbers, courtesy of Fauci the Fraud and the CDC, or the WHO, or any of the other so-called experts? Hey, how about I give you some news that Joe Biden was the most popular president ever, and he got 81 million votes? I mean, look, if you want to believe the crap, enjoy, and I'll pass my doo-doo sandwich on to you as well. There is none of the things I'm telling you are legit, but I want to get to what Biden said. They asked him about his waning poll numbers, and you know what Biden said? Truthfully, he said, I don't believe the polls. And he's right. Because you know what comes next out of my mouth. He doesn't believe the polls because it's far worse. It's far worse. Joe Biden, I don't care who it is, they could run Michelle Obama. It was some guy saying, oh, Donald Trump's got to watch out for Michelle Obama. They threaten Michelle Obama every election cycle. Let Michelle Obama run. If they wanted Michelle Obama to be president, why did they let the brain-dead, moronic white guy win? Wouldn't this have been the best time for her to run? So if they were going to put in the big cheat? Anyway, back to Biden and the polling. So he's right. Don't believe the polls. Biden is completely toast politically, as he should have been a year ago. But they shoehorned him in, and he had to perform, and he did exactly what we thought. Biden said he performed to expectations. And again, he's right. If you don't expect anything good. So he screwed the pooch so bad in his last presser. Because they were focused on one thing in that press conference, show stamina, let him stand up there and take questions. Because they pumped him up, you know, they shot him up with adrenaline and he was all, yeah, so we're going to do this. And he stood up there for hours and he screwed the pooch. And Laura Ingraham reminded people, remember, he was coached for days for that performance. Yeah. He pretty much told Russia, hey, look, going to Ukraine, if you don't do a whole lot of damage over there, we're not going to bother you. And then they all wanted to come back. Oh, that's not really what he meant. And this is, okay. See, here's the deal. If you're of sound mind, like Donald Trump, you wouldn't say something that stupid. This is a world leader. Every word that comes out of this clown's mouth is evaluated. And you know what people are evaluating right now? What we already knew before the guy got elected. He's got dementia. He has no stamina. So now they got to prove it. He's an old geriatric who should have been put out to pasture years ago, because that's what happens to us as we age. That's not a slam. That's just what happens. But instead, the Democrats put him in charge because so many nefarious people that really run the world knew that they could control him and his crackhead son and all the things that he's got going against him. And he's manipulative. He's easily manipulated. He's easily he's malleable. They can bend him into any position they want, and he has no choice. They can't do that with Sister Girl. I'm talking about Michelle Obama. I ain't talking about that hag. Yeah, Michelle Obama might be able to put some ethnic pressure on him. So if you ever worry about Michelle Obama being president, trust me, she won't be. Because she'll pull the race card and she'll pull the gender card. And the powers that be won't be able to control her. They can control a little skinny, bony husband, but Michelle Obama will put him in a headlock. So Biden doesn't believe the polls, huh? Anyway, a few people were commenting about Joe Biden, and we will get to those. You're going to love these. Some of these are absolutely classic, and they're what you're thinking. That's what I love about what I do, is when we listen to what other people think about things and get that perspective. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden tipped his hand on Russia and Ukraine. Putin saw the tell. That's a poker in that, you know, thing I'm talking about. The tell. The thing that tips off your hand. And now Ukraine is in big trouble. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want you to imagine for just a second, in the time of witch huntery of Donald Trump, imagine if Trump allowed the Russians to assemble massive troops along the border of Ukraine, and then he had to evacuate all the Americans. Would they be crying Russian collusion? Would they be talking about how in bed Trump is with Russia and so on? And what about Ukraine, who paid the bribe, who did everything Biden did, and now they sit at the precipice of being invaded? Holy Toledo, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Before I get more into the fact that the Joe Biden administration is about to screw the pooch, not that they haven't already, we've had a year of devastation, folks. Congratulate yourselves, conservatives. You told them that the big cheat wasn't going to serve them. You warned them. You've even continued, if you're like me, you continue to tell them, hey, we know Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes because America's not stupid enough to vote for somebody with dementia who hasn't done anything for 40 plus years in politics. And they still, ooh, I heard a... I think it was not Andrea Mitchell. Maybe it was Andrea Mitchell. I don't remember who one of the talking heads. It was a lady.
And these people are still talking about how Biden cheated if you get elected.
Yes, we are. And now you guys are going to pay the price. You bone dead, brain dead, moronic leftist bone dead. You bonehead, brain dead. You know what I meant? Are about to get crushed. Before I get to all this, though, I want to read a message I got from Sally. Sally says, your analysis of political issues is brilliant. How much more could I ask for than a witty, funny, insightful conservative talk show host who supports Trump? I am loyal to Trump, and I think your appraisal of him is accurate. I agree with you regarding his mistake in touting the vaccine and continuing on and on with that. He alienated ultra-conservative Christians with that. I was wishing he would say that he had to be done because the Democrats said they would continue shutdowns, destroy the economy until there was a vaccine. That I guess that it had to be done. I wanted him to then say that Democrats vilified him for promoting the effective therapies. He should have you as a close advisor, since most of those people are willing to turn against him at any time if the money is right. It's so true. I trust you would absolutely not be of that ilk. Well, your trust is right in that regard. I know you. You used to urge people to call the show, but and in quotes, but not you old white folks. I know you love me. I probably did say that. She said, so funny. I'm one of those. Your intelligent sense of humor is refreshing. I like your ability to mimic. You make me laugh, and so does Trump. I laughed when he did his spontaneous comedic bit ridiculing windmills. Darling, I'd like to switch on the TV tonight. Is the wind blowing? I missed that, but it was funny. Anyway, that was my note from Sally. Sally, thank you for the note. You are so insightful about my insightfulness. So I am now a fan of yours. And no, look, you old white people should call too, because I do enjoy, talking to you. And yeah, as many of you can attest, I call you. If I don't use you on the show, I'll call you back and we'll chit chat and whatever else. So I appreciate you doing that. Anyway, let me get back to Ukraine, because she references Trump in her note to me, and I just wanted to get that in. But here's the thing. Donald Trump, the reason why Trump remains popular, and outside of the woo flu nonsense, people would reelect him heartily. And by the way, this all goes into the strategy of Trump. The Democrats want you to believe Trump is unelectable. That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that people are abandoning him, that Trump, here's what's funny. They don't have the Twitter thing to kick around anymore. He's always tweeting. He's tweeting all the time. They don't have that. But what they do have is all the rest of it. Trump calling rallies and rally, more and more rallies. What do you think he's going to be talking about in the next rally? You think he's going to be talking about Russia and Ukraine and how Joe Biden did what he did in China? Yeah. He's going to be talking about what's happened. Here's a clip. Here's Fox News explaining it, folks. This happened over the weekend.
With more than 100,000 Russian troops positioned along Ukraine's border, the State Department has ordered the families of U.S. Embassy personnel there in Ukraine to begin evacuating as soon as on Monday. Officials tell Fox News the State Department is also expected to encourage Americans to begin leaving Ukraine by commercial flights as soon as they can. That's a topic that will likely be discussed in a meeting between President Biden and his national security team happening at Camp David this weekend. Lucas Thomas, live at the White House with more on the increasing tensions between the president, the administration, and Vladimir Putin. Lucas?
Good afternoon, Eric. That's right. U.S. officials tell Fox that the announcement is expected to come from the State Department as soon as Monday, ordering some families of U.S. diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to begin evacuating the country. That could begin as soon as Monday. Now, over the weekend in Geneva, Secretary of State Tony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart.
This was not an negotiation, but a candid exchange of concerns and ideas. I made clear to Minister Lavrov that there are certain issues and fundamental principles that the United States and our partners and allies are committed to defend.
The State Department says no official order has been given yet for families to depart. In addition to the weapon shipments that Greg just mentioned that arrived last night in Kiev, U.S. officials tell Fox Javelin anti-tank missiles from the Baltic states, those are NATO allies, and the U.S. military stockpiles will begin arriving early next week as well. The Defense Minister of Latvia says he's sending portable Stinger anti-aircraft missiles too. U.S. supplied Javelins have been shipped to Ukraine in the past during the Trump administration. The shoulder-fired missiles used to destroy Russian and Soviet armor back in the day. They're expected to arrive any day now, and they're expected for any potential ground to stop any potential ground invasion. Now, back in early December, President Biden ruled out deploying any U.S. troops to Ukraine. Now, with Russian forces in Belarus to Ukraine's north, officials here are concerned Ukraine's capital city is now in the, quote, crosshairs. Here at the White House, President Biden refused to answer questions about Russia before leaving for Camp David, where, as you mentioned, he will huddle with his national security team this weekend to discuss the situation in Ukraine.
The reason we're not going to have any time for questions now is these guys got to get quickly on the plane, and you guys will ask me all about Russia and not about anything having to do with chips.
This week marked the end of President Biden's first year in office, and now it's looking like more and more in year two it will begin with more American evacuations overseas, with tensions the highest they've been on the European continent since the Cold War.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm doing angry black woman right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We told them, hey, end of year one, beginning of year two. What have I told you on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com radio show? I told you it ain't going to get any better for the Democrats. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and NATO countries are deploying military assistance to Ukraine as the threat of a Russian invasion of the country rises. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, however, remains hopeful there will be a peaceful resolution to the situation.
At the same time, NATO remains ready to continue dialogue with Russia.
Following the NATO-Russia Council early this month, I have now invited all members to a series of further meetings.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear challenges to affirmative action admissions policies at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. Justices have generally upheld affirmative action in recent decades, but the High Court now has a 6-3 conservative majority. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden's approval ratings are taking a hit as he enters the second year of his term. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew on Fox Business questions why Democrats insist on passing voting rights legislation and the Build Back Better Act despite pushback from within their own party.
Do you think that you would learn and you would see this isn't going well, we're not doing the right thing, this isn't what the American people want, we better really double back here and figure this out? They just intensify all the wrong things that they're doing.
An AP poll found more Americans are identifying as Republicans than Democrats. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. The Dow down over 1,000 points at times on Monday. Monday's decline putting the S&P down more than 9% this month. Economists believe investors are nervous about the possibility of the United States sending troops to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The difference between competence and leftism is on display. The Donald Trump presidency. I want you to imagine a Donald Trump presidency without the interference of Democrats and fake Wu flu viruses, them chasing him down for witch hunts, Russian collusion, Ukrainian, blah, blah, blah. All the things they were accusing him of. I want you to just think of that for a second. Then I want you to think of the Biden presidency. Had they really looked into Joe Biden, had they really looked into Hunter Biden, had they really looked to the ties between what Hunter did in Russia. Remember, he got his $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch. Well, they really looked into Hunter Biden's ties to the Chinese, which are still being unraveled, by the way. You know, the Renaissance crackhead, Hunter. What if they went after Biden? Would he still be, would he have ever gotten elected? Of course not. Because they couldn't have gotten him elected if they told the truth, because the Democrats couldn't have performed a big cheat. Could he still be president if they told you one, just pick one of those. Could he still remain president? Or would he be impeached by his own party if they told you the truth? Where would we be if we had a press that actually did its job and didn't pick one over the other, just said, we're going to report and you decide, not to use Fox's tagline. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Look, guys, 2022 is going to be our year collectively. You are going to make this a success for me. And for the good of what we're doing here, because it's not personal. Yeah, I'm going to tell you up front. Am I going to have a good year financially? Absolutely. I make no apologies for it. I invested well over $2 million into this stuff. Went broke once. Had to borrow money from friends. Rebuilt everything from scratch. Brand new, you know, industry for me. But I didn't do it with the idea of, woohoo, look, I'm going to go out and become a cap. I went out with the idea that this is me doing my little part to save the republic. And let me tell you, it's finally hit the year where the nation is gone, whoa, let's wake up. I want to believe we all had something to do with it. I want to believe that every little penny that came in from some of my amazing benefactors, some people that I have had the pleasure of meeting, sitting down to dinner, staying at their homes, hanging out, whether we had done an event or who knows, I could have met you in a variety of circumstances, and the millions of fans, millions. I joke a lot about the few people that listen. There are millions of people who follow my work, and it's my fault that we haven't put it all together. So my team this year said, we're doing it. This is our year. Why? Because this is the year that the Democrats absolutely go nuclear on themselves. They're like jihadi bombers who accidentally blow themselves up while they're making the bomb. That's exactly what's happened, except these guys are using C4, the jihadis. The Democrats use plutonium, and they blew themselves up with a nuclear bomb. Glad you guys are still here. Donald Trump, on practically, forget what Russia was going to do in China and all this other stuff. It's going to take Trump to fix this when it's all said and done. You know how he's going to push Russia out of Ukraine? He's going to absolutely use the U.S. economy. How he's going to get China to get back in line when he's back in office? And here's the deal. I don't really care if Trump is back, and it's not like I'm some Trumpster like, oh my God, we gotta have Donald Trump. If we don't have Donald Trump, I don't know what I'll do. Don't tell me Trump's gonna break up with us. It's not like that. I just think the dude is the best guy for the job. He gets it. I don't like everything he does. You guys know this, so I'm no Homer. But I'll tell you this, I've watched incompetence at its finest. When you think of the Biden presidency, folks, understand Biden makes Jimmy Carter look like a genius. He makes Barack Obama look competent. That's not saying much, by the way. 100,000 Russian troops on the Ukraine border. State Department ordering evacuations. Does this remind you of Afghanistan? And what did Joe Biden do? Joe Biden comes on the record and says, I want you to understand what a brain-dead moron does when he tries to hold a two-hour presser just to impress people with his stamina. He does that rambling. Well, we're going to, you know I mean, if Russia just goes in and gets a little bit, and then what was the buzz? We got to fix it. We got to fix this. Everybody's going to fix it, fix it, fix it. Well, they fix it. Well, they fix it, all right, and Russia's mouth is on the border going, well, it's ripe for the picking. Let's go in and get that little bite, that little morsel that Biden said, well, we're not going to do anything. So then Biden comes up, well, we'll get tough with you if you do what I told you it was okay to do. Boy. Just, oh my gosh. Encouraging Americans to leave. Oh, but hey, feel good, America, because Team Demento's all over. Joe Biden says, well, this is now grave. I've called my national security team in. Let me ask you a question. Should maybe he have called his national security team in before he went on TV and told Russia it's okay to invade? Oh, and hey, think about this for just a second, folks. Think anybody else is taking notice? Heard anything about the Iranians and their nuclear program in a while? Chinese, you think maybe they're buzzing Taiwan in war games? Let me just put it this way. If I were President Xi of China, right now I would have 15 warships circling the island of Taiwan and I'd be buzzing planes all over it. And I would be saying to Joe Biden, can't fight two wars against two mega countries. That's what I'd do. If you start to, one of two things will happen. You either start to hear about cheese rumblings or you won't hear anything because cheese rumbling. That's what you're going to, one of the two. Because China would be crazy not to take advantage of this. And China's not crazy. China knows just when to strike. And by the way, because of the Democrats, they've got operatives all throughout this country spying on us in every sector of our country. They got them in academia, and they got them all throughout businesses around the country. If China wants to flip a switch, you better know they can flip some switches. And we ushered them in by Democrats and a few rhinos. Increasing tensions, they called it, folks. And here's what was funny. Oh, my goodness. I would be cracking. If I were Vladimir Putin, understand, folks, the missiles are due to arrive in Ukraine any day now. Maybe they shipped them FedEx. They didn't ship them by USPS. So they're due to arrive in Ukraine any day. And if I were Putin, just for spite, I would be there on when the shipment arrived. And I would have a press conference. I would like to thank
President Biden for his gift. The Russian army, Russian military appreciates your gift to the Soviet Union, to the former Soviet Union, to Russia, and we will soon be pointing these missiles back at the United States. I would be there to accept it. I would send him a postcard with a thank you note, kind of like Trump did when he left him that cup that said, hey, Joe, you know I beat you or whatever. I would do something like that. Increasing tensions is what they call it. So, look. I know Kevin Jackson's giving you doom and gloom here. Doom and gloom. But Blinken met with Lavrov. So, you know, they're working it out. Yeah, Joe Biden's team, Team Demento, is in negotiations. I wonder if Hunter's part of this. Maybe Hunter's selling some art over there right now to ease tensions. Or maybe John Kerry's going to get James Taylor to go play You've Got a Friend. I don't know. Maybe they're calling in some of these community, what they call them, counselors. Because, you know, they don't really want a police force in the cities. Well, they call them what do you call it, the sociology degree, whatever you get when you go. See, maybe they're calling those people in to go meet with the Russians and say, hey, listen, let's de-escalate. Because they're not sending any troops. Biden already tipped his hand. We're not going to send any troops. So in the last part of that report when we played it, it said Ukraine's capital city is in the crosshairs and Biden refused to answer questions. Now, I get it. He doesn't know what to say. He hasn't been given 2 days of prep so he can go on TV and tell the Russians it's okay to invade and then spend the next 2 days acting as if he didn't screw up and having his people come out and tell us, oh, it's all good. You know, we're not fixing anything. Joe Biden warned Putin he better not do anything. And then what does Putin do? Putin sends 100,000 troops on the border. And now we're evacuating Americans. Welcome to Afghanistan 2.0. Oh, but they're in front of this one, Kevin. Maybe no Marines will be killed in this evacuation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Okay, let me ask you about 2024. Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
His approval ratings are some of the lowest that they've been for a very long time.
I understand that, but remember, we've just finished the first quarter. We're just starting into the second quarter here. So we've got a lot of time, a lot of work in front of us.
Oh, but you only have probably less than a year before you lose both the Senate and the House.
All
the polls are very, very, very
very bad, right? I mean, the Gallup had a poll recently that showed a preference nationally for Republicans at a 5-point margin over Democrats. He started the year with the insurrection and a 9-point advantage.
No, I know.
In the fourth quarter, it was a 5-point advantage to the Republicans. So something's not right here.
I played that clip the other day just as a reminder of how bad things are for the Democrats. But there was something at the very end where he says, you started the year ahead by 9 points because of the insurrection, and now you're down. You know, the insurrection is January the 6th, right? Well, you know what people have finally realized? There was no insurrection. Now, they got Biden. We got evacuation 2.0, Americans being forced out, evacuating Ukraine because Russia could come in. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I think I told you this. I had one of my buddies, a guy that used to do some work with us. He was over in Poland. Big black dude. Name is Jeff. And he sends me back a video, I think it was he sent us a video too, but he was American athlete, football player, not soccer. And they have him going into schools, meeting these Polish kids, and because he's a specimen. And he's talking about American stuff, and so he starts this thing out because he's pro-American. He's like, hey, I got to tell you guys, I'm from the greatest country in the world, like that, and the kid says, one of the kids goes, he doesn't look Russian to me. And he said, when the kid said that, he overhears it. He goes like, what? Yeah, he doesn't look Russian to me, said this Polish kid. Poland is deathly afraid of Russia invading them. Are you aware of this? Well, Ukraine is now on the bubble. They're sitting there, and you want to know why? Because an incompetent guy was cheated into office. What were they talking about just there on, I think it was CBS News. That was CBS News. They're saying, you're going to lose the House and the Senate. Joe Biden, is he up for the challenge? And Elizabeth Warren is, I'll support him, maybe. You know, he's the guy. I'll support him. And I covered that in another thing. But there's no overwhelming support for Biden, and there's a reason for it. Americans know this guy is a train wreck. This is the guy that he goes on mic and tells Barack Obama, big effing deal, when we now have the worst health care system this country's ever had. And you're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm talking about all these people that want to mimic Canada. Have you ever talked to a Canadian about their health care system? Because I talk to them all the time. They come to Arizona much of the time to golf, and I love the golf. So these Canadians I was talking to the other day, they joked and said, yes, Kevin, we have the best health care system you can never use. That's what they said. A guy told me that he had to wait 4 years to get his knee done. 4 years. He goes, if Americans think our healthcare system is the best, it's because they're dumb. They haven't done any research. They know nothing about it. Talk to somebody who needs to use it. What do you think happens when you open things up? You go, okay, look, anytime something goes wrong, just go to the doctor. Do you think it's just going to be a free that you're going to get in line? Oh, yeah. A week later, you get your stuff done. I had a friend, this is no lie, 6 months to schedule a blood test. You could be dead. You got leukemia or some other blood disease. Many Canadians die waiting for whatever it is that they're talking about doing. But these leftists, we got to have universal health care. Let me tell you something. I want the health care I can afford. And if it means that rich people get ahead of me, it's all the more incentive for me to get rich. If you want to be on the dole, you want to wait in line with all the illegals, go for it. There's a part of the healthcare system that's there for you. Just like, it would be like equating it to, can I eat at a 5-star restaurant or do I eat at a chain restaurant or do I beg for food from somebody on a street corner? We'll work for food or I sit outside of a restaurant and wait for them to dump their food at the end of the night. There's all those choices in eating in America. Where do you fit? I'm going to say you probably go out and eat at a chain restaurant, and occasionally you even get to go eat at a really good restaurant. That's my life. But I'll tell you this, I ain't dumpster diving. But it's out there for people. If you don't want to work hard, go dumpster dive. Get Rot Gut Medical. And people, oh, Kevin, you seem heartless. I ain't heartless. They're still medical. You're still getting treated. But if you decide to check out of life, don't blame me. And don't make my health care what you get when I'm the one working my butt off. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about Joe Biden. And for the record, the next hour, I'm going to tell you more issues that the Democrats have. Democrats' problems. Oh, this only compounds them. This situation with Ukraine is just more, you know, fuel on the fire for a fire that was set by a Democrat arsonist when they decided to essentially institute a coup. And then institute, don't anybody talk about the coup and talking about how Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes, 12 million votes in Baby Black Jesus in 2008. Don't anybody talk about it. And then you better be talking about the insurrection that was the biggest affront to America in history. You better be talking about that because that's the biggest. Those are the only talking points we will allow. Sorry for going all Maxine Waters on you right there. Oh, James Brown. Hey! Man, they got problems. Democrats have massive problems. And this is probably the biggest black eye. Because I want you to understand, the guy who was supposed to be colluding with the Russians, Donald Trump, would have never allowed this to happen. You can't keep this one out of the news. You think the world is a safer place with Joe Biden, the dumbest, most demented president ever elected in American history? You think your world is safer? Joe Biden can't make your city safe. How do you think he's going to make your country safe? People dying every day all across this country, and you want to know what? Joe Mengele Biden is killing them with his policies, like Fauci the fraud. I should call him Fauci Mengele, or Mengele Fauci. He's hyphenated. He's as big a fraud. They are killing Americans left and right. They are setting us up to be killed. They have weakened our military. They have pretty much destroyed regular law enforcement in America, the police force, etc. The Department of Justice is a wreck. It's a train wreck. That's not their fault. That's been going on for decades, but they haven't helped. And you know what leftists at the grassroots level want to be talking about? You're going to laugh when I tell you this. They want to make M&Ms diverse. Yeah, the little chocolate candies, which are mostly brown. Have you ever opened up an M&M's packet? If you open up the little ones, the little bitty ones, they're mostly brown. There's brown, there's green, there's blue, and there's yellow. And maybe orange. They're mostly brown. But I'm just saying, go to the, watch an M&M factory show and you'll see they're mostly brown. If you open the yellow ones, the ones with peanuts in them, they're brown and yellow. So it's a tribute to black people and Asians as far as the color wheel goes, because I don't know that I've ever seen a white M&M. Anyway, I'm off track. But that's the kind of nonsense they want to talk about. Mask Nazis, vax Nazis, killing people, killing babies, studies. I'll talk about all this stuff here in a bit. Now, what do we have? We have a foreign policy that is in complete disarray. We have domestic policy that's equally in disarray. And we have Democrats defending it. Pardon me, defending it. Congratulations, Democrats. You happy? I'm not even going to tell you, you know the old saying, be careful what you wish for, because in not saying it, I just said it. Be careful what you wish for. Oh, my gosh. So, what I'll tell you is this. There's going to be carnage. And it's going to be well-deserved in this. And the Democrats can't cheat their way out of this. America's on to them.
This is the Kevin
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.